The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Right, who have you got on the phone there, Maggie?
I have the lovely Greg Chapman, you know, that one who does juggling stuff and magic.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon. How are you both?
We're very well, thank you. And you?
I'm not too bad. I'm thoroughly confused by everything that's going on, but aren't we all at the moment?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are, I'm afraid. But you keep us sane by being slightly insane, I think, don't you?
I think that's always the plan, yeah.
So what have you been cooking up lately?
Well, for the last couple of weeks, I've been working on a new video show. I do my what are supposed to be fortnightly video shows, and we've had to actually do these shows 3 weeks apart because I'm currently working on the most complicated filmic video show that I've done. I'm trying to create basically a full half-hour film with high-quality computer-generated animation and various different voice actors from around the country and various different things. And I gave myself 2 weeks to do it, and towards the end of the second week, my computer threw a strop. So then I had to teach myself how to fix a computer and upgrade a computer, and then I managed to get back on. And so this Sunday, we've got a big event coming, a big film coming up on Facebook, premiering on Facebook and YouTube, which I hope you're both looking forward to.
Of course.
And between working on that, which is Race Across Space, that'll be coming up on Sunday.
That sounds fascinating.
Aside from that, I've also been actually, and this is an amazing thing to think about, I've actually been thinking about doing shows out in the real world.
With real people and things?
With real people, yes. It reached the point where... It's reached the point where I had to sit down, because for those of you who don't know, I do a lot of outdoor performances, and they hopefully will be again, but a lot of my performances have been big, loud, shouty performances, and at the moment that's not really appropriate. I can neither gather a big crowd nor shout at them if I gather one. So my other thing I do is close-up magic, and the other trouble with close-up magic is you have to be quite close to people, which again is something that causes all sorts of trouble, so... I spent the last few days redesigning. For those of you who don't know, I have an old ice cream bicycle that serves as a stage and a close-up table. I've been redesigning that, and I'm just about to start rebuilding that basically from the ground up to make a new performing environment so that I can actually go outside and see people in person. And I thought I had it all figured out, and then... This morning, or late last night, they announced a new change in the government's rules. So I now have to go through those with a fine-tooth comb and just make sure that what I'm doing is still... Both allows me to bring, as you say, much-needed, I think, entertainment and a little spark of magic to people during difficult times, but to do so in a way that's incredibly safe for everybody. So it's all a sort of whirlwind at the moment over here.
Oh, I think it is. You don't seem to do things by halves, do you?
I try not to. I really try. I mean, it's the whole case where I'd got to the point with this video show we're working on, and the computer had a meltdown and a strop. So I put out a message and I said, I'm going to have to delay the show for a week. And Felicity, my wife, said to me, oh, good. So it'll be fine because we'll have a whole extra week. It'll be done in plenty of time. And I realized about 2 days later that what I'd done instead was increase the quality of everything we were doing so that it would take longer to work on.
And of course.
That is always my problem. The work expands to fill the available time.
This is true, but the shows you've done so far have been absolutely brilliant and very entertaining and funny, and I think everyone's enjoyed them, haven't they?
I really do hope so, and we are trying to sort of modify the way we do the shows. So for anyone that's seen any of them, you'll have seen they're starting to develop into two different formats. Our first, what I think of as a long format show, was our Legend of the Jaguar's Eye, which was a story that followed this magic stone through history. And the idea of it was to go a bit bigger with the filming and the editing and everything else. But we can't do that every fortnight, not on a zero budget working from what I have in my shed.
Yes.
So in between those, the other 2 weeks, we're going for a more low-key, less special effecty, but more simple, but more personal comedy, more what I do, a bit more magic, a bit more of the stuff that's right there and can be filmed just very simply in person. A bit, last week we had one of my favourite bits I think I've done so far, which was just to film a bit of a rip-off of a paranormal show. And it was basically me sat there in front of a camera doing a bit of comedy and a few magic tricks. And it was just a lovely piece. And it took absolutely no editing at all. We just filmed it. I performed it like I would live. And we then get to put that out.
Yeah.
As opposed to this week's where, I mean, at the moment I have one computer that's rendering what is eventually going to be about 30 seconds of the final film. And that's been going for the last 2 days. So it's different.
Wow.
We have to balance these things out a little bit.
Of course. And have you got your marionettes in there as well?
The marionette. Oh, of course, we've got the marionettes. Yes, they are. It will be. The idea is this is a film where it's going to be very different, because if you've seen any of the shows so far, they've been a series of sketches, very much a sketch show.
Yes.
And that's what I want to keep going on. Every sort of once a month, you'll get this huge sketch show. And then the other show each month will be something more filmic. So it has all the same characters in it. It has our marionettes. It has our puppets. It has me. It even has a reappearance of the famous eggs that turned up at one point as well. So we've got all these characters, but we are doing it in a way where they all fit into one story together, and just sort of taking them outside of, basically as a way of every couple of weeks taking it out of the shed. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, in a month or so's time, we will actually be able to include some pieces that have been recorded live out in the world.
Ooh.
You know, from some of the shows of mine you see, you know, one of the types of magic that I enjoy doing the most is the mentalism, the mind reading, the playing around with people's thoughts and things like that. And trouble is, that doesn't work with just me on a screen, on the tele. So I am hoping that very soon I'm going to be able to just meet up with people in the real world and film some bits, actually playing around and doing some tricks with people. Who knows? One day I may even be able to come back to the Vectis Radio's actual physical studio and we'll have some fun there as well.
Well, we'd like to go back too.
Will you be able to bring Will you be able to bring Tony the horse back with you?
I would very much have to. The trouble with Tony the horse is that if I bring him, I always have to bring Sir Thomas. And you know what Sir Thomas is like once he gets started.
Yes, yes.
You don't know what he's going to say. That's always the problem there.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to tune into Greg's shows.
Absolutely.
So if you do want to see the show, just go to facebook.com/ Greg and Felicity Adventures. The events and everything are up there. It's every other Sunday at 5 o'clock the show starts. And what we do now, and this is every time we do it, regardless what style of show it is, 5 o'clock there is a pre-recorded video show. But then at 6 o'clock, and this is the bit which, it's a strange one because it's the one that actually takes least preparation or effort for me because it's none, but it seems to be a lot of people's favourite. At 6 o'clock every other Sunday, we have the Choose Your Own Story. And the 5 o'clock pre-record, great if you're there live, but you can always watch it later and you'll get the same, largely the same experience. Whereas the Choose Your Own Story, this is when I improvise a story based on suggestions that are received over Facebook. So that one is really one. If you can get a chance to come in and watch that at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, I recommend it because it usually starts slightly odd and get weirder from there, I think it's fair.
I think that's fair. Having witnessed a couple of those and people just text in there or on the Facebook thing what they think, you ask them for a colour and they'll go for burnt umber or something. And then you'll be asking
let's not forget the infamous episode where I asked for a dessert and somebody said blancmange, at which point in time I realised that I was going to have to do the rest of the video while I had absolutely no idea exactly what a blancmange was.
Yeah. We can see that on your face.
What we're dealing with.
What is it? Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, all of those, again, they're all archived. If you go to the Facebook page, they're all archived. You can go and watch the old ones, but that is, it's my attempt to have that live experience over the internet.
I think you do really, really well.
Now, these are all free to watch, but you do like to have people to contribute if they can, don't you?
I do, yeah. They're all free to watch. But if people want to help out, as I say, this is currently my only line of work until I can get back to doing real-world shows. But if people want to help, they can go to ko-fi.com, which is ko-fi.com/Greg, where you can buy me a virtual coffee for £3. And that just helps me keep going. But also in the same place, you can go to ko-fi.com/Greg/shop. And if you go there, you can actually buy my first copies of my first two audio books, which are comedy adventure stories set around all sorts of silliness and nonsense with me. You can get t-shirts, you can even book yourself an online magic show and all sorts of other things there. So,
all the merch is there.
That's it, merch. We've got a merch store now.
You've got to have your merch.
Well, you do. You have to try anyway.
Well, I think we've watched several of them, and we'll be watching again this Sunday.
They're so thoroughly entertaining.
Very entertaining. I personally would approach them with a couple of glasses of wine inside you. But
I would definitely recommend something like that, yep.
But they are suitable for all ages. So if you're under 18, then don't do that. But they are definitely suitable for all ages. There's nothing that a family audience wouldn't like, is there? That's true to say.
No, it was designed originally. I started off with the concept of Paul Daniels or Morecambe or Wise, someone like that in my head. I mean, we don't have it anymore because of the way that on-demand television, Netflix, video recorders, stuff like that have changed the world. But back to that time where, I mean, I remember it. I remember sitting around the television to watch Paul Daniels, because if you didn't watch it, you'd missed it. And
absolutely.
That was basically, and while I keep these online so you can watch them, the idea is to create that atmosphere of a family gathered around the telly together. And it's lovely. I get all sorts of photographs and messages from different families showing me where they've all gathered up together to watch it, and people putting, I mean, the worrying one was when we first started, I first realized people were not playing it through their computers, which was what I was imagining. People had big screen TVs that they were playing the show on, all gathered. And so they're like, oh yeah, we've gone to a different level now.
Well, you do realize that we wanted to play it on our big screen TV and our laptop wasn't up to it, so specifically for this purpose we bought another laptop.
You've cost us money.
Which actually now feeds our big screen telly.
That's what we like. Well, I feel it's done the same for me because, like I say, I decided I was going to do this show last week. And bearing in mind these shows are designed to be the only way I currently make any money at all.
Absolutely.
Well, because I've had to repair and upgrade the computer, I've probably spent more on upgrading the computer so that it can cope with this show than this particular show will make. But it's I just have to keep telling myself we speculate to accumulate.
Yes, you do.
You do, because if things change, which they have done again just recently, you're now in a position where you can do something about it.
That's exactly what we all have to be. And it's moving forward. And it's one of those things, and I don't know if we've spoken about this together before on air, but right at the beginning of the lockdown period, I sat down and I had a fundamental change in the way I work, because people who've seen some of my live shows, you might have come along and seen something like my non-psychic psychic show, where I do a deliberate discussion of fraudulent psychics. And a lot of the stuff I was doing before was very almost anti-magic magic. It was it was saying, you know, that there's no real magic here. It's a trick. You know, I always sold myself as a con artist, a trickster. I'm going to hustle you. And at the start of lockdown, and I don't know how long this will last, but I may go back the other way at some point, but at the start of lockdown, I was in Whitby about 3 days before lockdown, just as everything was getting really serious. And I was sat there with my wife, and we were up there making a little film about Dracula and the writing of Dracula. And we sat there, and I said to her, do you know what? At this point in time, people don't need someone to come in and tell them, this isn't magic. Just, you know, while we're getting through this, and I don't know how long it will last, but when things are bad, what you actually want is just to have a little bit more magic in your life. And on that particular day, I went out and I bought a magic wand, which you'll see cropping up throughout the series, bought myself a beautiful wooden handcrafted magic wand. And I said, and that is kind of, for me, it's an interesting thing. It has changed my outlook on my shows, and it will change. It's interesting how that's going to change things as I get back out in the world, because I have two opposing points of view. One is, I don't lie to people. If you come along and see my shows, you know, I lie within the context of a magic trick, but I don't want you to go away with the wrong impression. Yes. You know, I never want anyone to leave a show thinking I'm psychic or anything else like that. But at the same time, just to inject a little bit of fun and a little bit of extra magic in things, I don't think hurts anybody at this point.
Of course it doesn't, no. You do brilliantly well.
Yeah, keeping us entertained during these dark periods has been invaluable, Greg, so you should feel proud of yourself on that, if nothing else.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm just looking forward to the day when I can actually, once again, see the looks of people, because this is, you know, the videos are brilliant and they're great fun, and I'm really enjoying seeing the messages and things coming in. But what I'm looking forward to, and what I've always enjoyed most about what I do, is seeing that moment of astonishment, seeing that moment of joy or happiness, or just that moment where somebody's brain just fails on them for a second and they suddenly realise they can't have seen what they just saw.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward so much to getting back and seeing that out there in the real world again.
Brilliant. We will, I'm sure.
We will.
Thank you very much, Greg. Just give us a reminder of the time and place again, please.
Okay, so it will be at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Sunday the 13th, and that is at Facebook on www.facebook.com/Greg and Felicity Adventures. Don't worry if you don't use Facebook, you'll still be able to find it there. Also, I will have links on there if you'd rather watch it on YouTube than on Facebook. This week we're going to try and get it up on YouTube as well.
Oh, but right, okay.
facebook.com/Greg and Felicity Adventures.
Brilliant.
That's your easiest place to find it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me back on, guys.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, Greg. Talk to you again soon.
And you, take care.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.